there I was, Sheriff Doug, local welcoming committee. All kinds of varmint passed through my town. But this wasn't just any varmint. No, sir, this one had his eye on Miss Patty.
No, Sheriff Doug, don't do it.
And that didn't sit right with me. Okay, hombre, this town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Where is Yakistonia? Right under my finger. Who's from Yakistonia? The Yakistonesians. Any questions?
Why do we have to wear these stupid costumes, Mr. Bones?
Stupid costumes? For your information, these are the traditional garments worn by the Yakistonesians. Our new exchange student arrives today all the way from Yakistonia. Any other questions?
Yeah! Has anybody seen Funny? He was here just a second ago.
Yoo-hoo! Funny!
Cut it out, Roger.
Hold a second, it, you two!
Now remember, class, Fendruck is from a different part of the world, so let's all try to make him feel welcome.
Fendruck? What kind of a goofy name is that?
All right, let's get with the program. Did everyone practice the traditional Yakistonesian greeting?
Yes, Mr. Bong!
Well, let's hear it! Zwooba, zwooba, zwooba!
Zwooba, zwooba, zwooba!
Zwooba, zwooba, zwooba! I can't hear you!
Greetings to you. My heart is spongy with happiness. I am so delighted for you to see you. Me.
What a dreamy accent.
He's cute.
Oh, brother, where did this guy learn to talk?
Fendruck, where are your traditional Yakistonesian clogging pants? Your Yakistonesian floppy hat?
Oh, no, Mr. Vaughn. We no longer wear the funny pants of our forefathers.
Kids, but I now respect for tradition.
Woobas, 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 woobas.
He's so cute.
What a dreamy accent.
Guys, where's your manners? We haven't given our new friend the traditional Bluffington greeting. Fendruck, old buddy, we got a tradition around here. The new kid gets to buy me lunch. What do you say, Fendruck?
I look forward to it with great perspiration. My friend.
Why does Roger always have to pick on the new kids?
Because he's Roger, man.
Well, I'd sure hate for Fendruck to get the wrong impression about us. Uh-oh.
Hi, Fendruck. I am Doug.
Doug, I am gathering friends like flies on the horse's behind, no? Perhaps you would wish to come with me after school to Mr. Boone's house tonight.
Why would I want to do that?
Because that is where I am staying. And can you imagine, there is a favor I wish to ask to you.
Yeah, sure. No sweat.
Boy, I sure do, Doug.
It sure was weird going to Mr. Bone's house. I mean, I couldn't imagine Mr. Bone living in a house like a normal person.
Young lady, young lady, young
lady. Mr. Bone, this is Doug, my friend of so little time.
Well, hi, Mr. Bone. Remember me?
Hello, Funny. I was yodeling. Do you have a problem with that?
Oh, no, Mr. Bone.
Mr. Bone and I are both of the International Organization of Yodelers. They sponsored my journey to your country.
Well, that's right, Funny. Yodelers are a tight-knit group. They look out for their own. Do you have a problem with that?
Oh, no, Mr. Boone. Mr. Bone.
Doug, if you will be so kind, I want you to help me letterize in your language.
You mean you want me to help you write a letter?
Yes, that's what I said. I have tried my touch at it, but I know it is not right as rain.
Well, let's see. Hi, yellow-haired girl who sits in front of me.
Is that not right about it?
Wow. Ventruck didn't waste any time. He already had a crush on a girl in our class. He sure worked fast.
Huh?
But who was it? Shouldn't be too hard to figure out. Let's see. Connie sits in front of Chalky. Dory sits in front of Dilbert. Bebe sits in front of Roger, and...
Hello, yellow-haired girl who sits in front of me.
Hello, dark-haired exchange student.
Doug?
Maybe I should take this home to work on. I don't have time to finish it now.
Whatever you say, Doug. And for you, this, a souvenir from my native land.
A jar?
A jar of the rarest air from the top of Mount Ludneboba in Yak, Estonia. Oh, go, Doug, before my eyes begin to leak. I am so homesick.
This was terrible. How could I tell Fentruck I couldn't write his letter to Patty? He gave me his best jar of air.
Hurry, Doug. If we are to be picking lab partners...
Uh-oh. What if he asked Patty to be his lab partner?
Hurry, Doug. If we are to be picking lab partners... What a goofball.
Yeah, but the girls like his accent.
An accent. That's it. Patty, would you be the lab partner avec moi? No, no. Oh, mon chéri, Patty, I think we could make the beautiful chemistry together. No?
Hey, Fentruck, would you like to be my lab partner?
Huh? Oh, thank you. You make me feel like the happy cow.
Patty.
Looks like everybody's paired up but us, funny. I guess that makes us partners.
Oh, Doug, Doug, Doug. I am fitting it like a foot in my sock. I have a lab partner. And tonight, you finish my letter. Thank you, Doug.
Hey, Skeet, I've got this friend. It's not me. And this friend has a friend. It's not Fentruck.
Yeah?
So anyway, this friend of my friend my friend to write a letter to a girl named Patty because he has a crush on her.
Yo, Doug, why don't you just talk to Fentruck and tell him how you feel about Patty?
Huh?
See ya.
Yeah, talk to Fentruck. But how? This was it, the showdown. It was either going to be him or me, and it wasn't going to be me. Hey, hombre, I'm calling you out.
Are you talking to me, fair and good Sheriff Duke?
You know who I'm talking to, dude. And you better saddle your horse and get if you know what's good for you.
What mean you?
I said get.
Geet? 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 What means this geet, Duke?
It means I can't write your letter for you and you'd better get someone else. Sorry, Fentruck.
Huh? This is rupturing news to hear. Why, Duke?
Because I feel the same way you do about... You know, the yellow-haired girl who sits in front of you.
You do? But, Doug, how do you know my sister Kablechi back in Nakastonia?
Your sister? What's your sister got to do with anything?
She is that girl, Doug. Kablechi is older than me, so we say that she sits in front of me. Do you not know this expression?
No, I couldn't believe it. The letter wasn't for Patty after all. Fentruck, I take it all back. I'll be glad to write your sister a letter.
Oh, thank you, Duke Zwoopa. My friend.
So Fentruck didn't like Patty. What a relief. But did Patty like Fentruck? I had to find out. Patty?
Oh, hi, Doug. You know, I was going to ask you to be my lab partner.
What?
But after knowing that you helped Fentruck, I thought I should help him, too.
Oh, maybe next time we can be partners.
Sure, Doug. You can draw frogs better than anyone I know.
So, in the end, everything turned out okay.
Hey! I need that.
Except for my lab project.
Watch it,
Roger. That's not just any air.
Whoa! Bunny!
I tried to warn you, man.
Bunny!
That's a good look for you, Roger.